but I want to bring in Representative Mark Pearson, District 34, Rockingham County. Representative Pearson, I believe, talking about a House Bill 1126 dealing with vaccination of consent, basically, for minors or 16, you know, younger kids, if you will. And Representative Pearson joining us, GMI Studios. Representative, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure, Jack.
Now, tell us about what HB 1126, what's the intention here?
Well, it's just one of two bills that have come to the Health, Human Services, and Elderly Affairs Committee, which I'm privileged to chair, that would start or continue to erode the authority of parents over minors. 1126 says that healthcare provider may provide vaccinations against any communicable disease without the consent of the minor's parent or legal guardian.
What's your position on this?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
My wife is a family practice physician. I've been a clergyman for 48 years. We both have decades of experience with good families and bad families. Good families talk things out, sometimes with yelling and slamming of doors, but they work it out as a family. Bad families have more serious problems than letting a 16-year-old go off to get a shot on his or her own. What's at stake here is the liberals, the Democrats, the progressives' attempt to chip away at the family structure by taking away parental authority and giving it either to the state or to the minors themselves.
Yeah, because when I first saw this bill, my reaction was similar to yours. As a parent, when my kids are young, I remember the responsibility we had on healthcare decisions until they became, I believe, 18 years old. Am I correct?
I believe that's correct. Interestingly, we were given a handout by one of the agencies that testified on this bill and the other bill that would also chip away. At what age may a person generally consent to health care? And it lists all the states. The progressive liberal Democrat states like New York, Illinois, California say age 18. If you want to find a few states that lower that age, go to Alabama, where it's 14, and South Carolina, where it's 16. And I find that rather amazing that the liberal progressives seem to understand. In fact, the youngest member of the House, Representative Cassandra Levesque, came into the House at minimum age, and she pushed hard to raise the minimum marriage age in New Hampshire. She bumped it up 2 years. Now she wants to bump it up two more. Why? Because people in that age group are not ready to make these major decisions. I agree.
Interesting. Well, you know, I had seen and heard cases, and I don't know if this happened, but I had seen that in some cases when a physician or someone was seeing what I'd call a minor, that they were telling them it's okay. The vaccines have been approved for now, I think, what is it, over 12 years old, and you're 15, and therefore you could get this without consulting the parent. And I would have been ticked off if I was that parent.
I would have brought charges against that physician.
Do you know if that's happened?
I would have called Board of Licensing and brought charges.
Do you know if that's happened, Representative Pearson, here?
I don't know if it's happened, no.
You know, almost like a soft encouragement for the kid when they're in for another appointment. Hey, we want to give you a vaccine, and it's okay. Yeah, it's been approved by the FDA. Well, what about, you know, should I talk to my mom or my dad? You know, I would think that the parent should have a say in that.
The parent should have the say in it. And, you know, I remember growing up when there were things I wanted to do, and we discussed it, and the few times I snuck off on my own and did things, eventually my parents found out, and my sneaking off was far more the issue than what I was sneaking off to do. It caused some problems in the trust level in the family. And as my dad pointed out, when you're old enough to have a job and a car and pay your bills, you can make your own decisions, but you're not that right now, so we'll talk about it and we'll discuss it, and we'll go from there. And he was right.
Oh, you mean raising a family and kids is not always a perfect democracy?
I'm glad my parents were smarter than me.
Yeah.
It was a delight when my children, one by one, as adults, came back and said, "Dad, you know, you were right." They didn't say I was, because I knew that. But, "Dad, we're glad you were Dad."
Yeah. I remember over the years a few tears and screams when we would say no to something, and then when they became older and come home and as young adults would say, "I know at the time I may not have liked you very much, but, boy, thank you for saying no and drawing the boundaries. Thank you." All right.
I'd become my parents, and I'm glad I did.
Yeah, what's the progressive ad where, you know, you become your parents? Hey, real quickly, what do you think will happen with this bill?
I believe this bill and Nicole Klein Knight's House Bill 1616, that a minor 16 years or old could receive mental health treatment. That's the other bill that we heard. I believe that it will. Both of them will come out of my committee in expedient to legislate. It was interesting that while a few of the Democrats in my committee will probably vote for the bill, there were some reservations expressed. They didn't just jump on the bandwagon to emancipate 16-year-olds. By the way, the Klein-Knight bill, when she introduced it a couple of years ago, wanted it to be at age 12 for mental health treatment without parental consent. I think we're going to say no in committee to both of these.
Corey, thank you very much for getting Representative Mark Pearson on, Rockingham County District 34. We'll get you back again soon because that's a key committee. That's an important role. Thank you, Representative.
You're welcome, Jack. Have a good day.